fighting continues while Matt Barr, very much at opposite sides of the ring. And Russia's foreign minister denied today charges that it provided helicopter gunships to Syria's government, charges made by the U.S. Secretary of State.
We disagree on Syria.
The U.S. and Russia continue to trade accusations over Syria. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she stands by her claim that Moscow is providing the Assad regime with attack helicopters.
Obviously, we know because they confirm that they continue to deliver.
Clinton says those arms have escalated the conflict, and Syria is now spiraling towards civil war. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
The UN's peacekeeping chief, Hervé Ladsous, declared yesterday Syria is already there, that the situation is civil war, in his opinion. In Iraq, the worst day of violence since U.S. troops pulled out, at least 65 people dead after a wave of coordinated car bombings in Baghdad and in other cities. Officials say it appears to be Sunni attacks on Shiite pilgrims. Two more alleged victims of Jerry Sandusky testified about sexual abuse today. One says he only told his parents about it last year after the story broke and the police found him. And both told stories of sexual contact. Defense lawyers pointed to the greater detail of today's stories than were told to police, suggesting problems with the testimony. The CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon, told the Senate Banking Committee today his company tried to hedge against bad times and made indefensible mistakes, which are being remedied.
This strategy, however, ended up creating a portfolio that was larger and ultimately resulted in even more complex and hard to manage risks. This portfolio morphed into something that, rather than protect the firm, created new and potentially larger risks.
And losses, more than $2 billion in counting, plus a substantial loss of the company's stock value. Dimon says some past and present executives at J.P. Morgan will have to pay back some of the money they made on the deals that went bad. That, however, is up to the company board. On Wall Street, the Dow down about 60 points. NASDAQ has lost 15, oil 82, 39 a barrel. At the Rocky Mountain Fire Coordination Center, the experts call it a big jigsaw puzzle. When firefighters need a piece, they ask for it, and there is progress in the Colorado fire.
We do have some good news with respect to evacuations. We're still working out the details, but our team is looking at lifting evacuations in a couple of areas to get residents back into their homes where it's safe to do.
Sheriff spokesman Nick Christensen, once they're gone, they want to go back just as soon as they... Bostonians are marching in the street today, parading a really old tea chest through the streets from the Old South Meeting House to the Boston Tea Party Ships and Museum, which opens later this month. It is one of the 340 chests tossed into the harbor during the colonial act of rebellion in 1773, one of the big steps toward declaring independence from Britain 3 years later. This is CBS News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.875%, APR 4.17%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.17%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The campaign trail. And yes, it's the economy.
When the president speaks in Cleveland,
his rhetoric will be soaring and eloquent, but I'd suggest to look at the record more than the words.
Mitt Romney says he knows what to expect.
It is the most anti-investment, anti-business, anti-jobs series of policies in modern American history,
which he says are prolonging the current recession. White House spokesman Jay Carney said it's Romney who's pushing the wrong policy, though.
The other side's plan is a $5 trillion tax cut that explodes the deficit while gutting the investments we need to grow.
Romney makes his case at about the same time at the other end of Ohio in Cincinnati. Howard Ehrenstein, CBS News, Washington.
Arachnophobia can be very real. Just ask a 20-year-old man in Albion, Southern Illinois, who awoke to find a spider in his bed. It put a charge of fear in him. He sprang up starkers, ran into his backyard, had to crash through his sliding glass door to get there, treated for numerous cuts at a local hospital, and the spider's still in there somewhere. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there. So if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about legitimate debt relief solutions available to you, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational kit that will tell you about your options in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts sent directly to you in the mail. This free informational kit can be mailed to you today so you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-912-1414 and ask for your free kit. That's 800-912-1414. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited. So call right now for your free debt informational kit. 800-912-1414. That's 800-912-1414.
We can certainly talk about the fact that the Dodgers won again, and so did Oklahoma. Oh, that's so great.
And now, here's Bill Binica.
A couple of those people in Miami Heat need to be put in their place. You understand what I'm saying? That's why I want them to win. Okay. Hi, you're Bill. Thanks for joining me today. It's Wednesday, and we'll talk about. I got to get to some other stuff here with you and tell you what. Well, I got to do it now. I'm going to do it first thing out, and so I don't sound grumpy later on. Here's the deal: we have 1340 KYNS that has from 6 o'clock in the morning till noontime. If you want to vote for and you're a big fan of Barack Obama, they have all the support system you need right there. Then after I get off the air from 2 o'clock to 6 o'clock at night, same thing over at KVC. If you're a big Mitt Romney supporter, you can listen to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck from 9 to 3. They of course you can always turn on Fox News. That's for sure. So here's the deal. I'm going to tell you this. I don't want this to be, and it's not going to be. It's my 2 hours, so I'm going to tell you. This is not going to be a forum for electing or not electing a president of the United States. I have no use for it. I'm the guy that's in the middle. See, I'm an independent, and I'm not into any of this stuff. So yesterday was interesting, but I'm not doing it. Now, if there's some particular thing that comes up that you think is really important that should be mentioned, you know, along the way, and there will be some things, fine, we can mention that. But otherwise, this is not a podium for having somebody be elected president of the United States thinking. Okay, now, here's the interesting thing. Here's what happens to you sometimes, you know. You see something, you read it, and then you say, did I share it on the air? There's no way for me to remember these things anymore. So all I have to do is sort of guess that I haven't. But I've read it, but hopefully I haven't read it to you, but I'm going to read it to you now. All right, here we go. So there's another little strange tale today. Little Bruce and Jenny are only 10 years old, but they know they're in love. One day they decide they want to get married, so Bruce goes to Jenny's father to ask him for her hand. Bruce bravely walks up to him and says, Mr. Smith, me and Jenny are in love, and I want to ask her for her hand in marriage. I want to ask you for her hand in marriage. Thinking that this was just the cutest thing in the whole wide world, Mr. Smith replies, well, Bruce, you're only 10. Where will you live? Without even taking a moment to think about it, Bruce replies, in Jenny's room. It's bigger than mine, and we can both fit there nicely. Still thinking this is just adorable, Mr. Smith says with a huge grin, okay, then, how will you live? You're not old enough to get a job. How are you going to support Jenny? Again, Bruce instantly replies, our allowance, Jenny makes $5 a week, and I make $10 a week. That's about $60 a month, so we should do just fine. Mr. Smith is impressed. Bruce has put so much thought into this. Well, Bruce, it seems like you figured everything out. And Bruce says, yeah? He says, I have one more question for you, though. What will you do if the two of you should have little children of your own? And Bruce just shrugs his shoulders and says, well, we've been lucky so far.
Okay, well, let me get this straight. Your car flies off a cliff and into the ocean?
Off a cliff, into the ocean.
And you pushed it over?
I didn't push. I leaned. It was an accident.
You leaned?
I leaned up against the bumper.
Why? Why would you do that?
Kate wanted my picture.
Some picture.
Well, it would have been if the car hadn't rolled.
And you fell down?
Yeah.
But the car rolled.
I forgot to set the parking brake.
So it rolls off the cliff and into the ocean.
That's right. Off the cliff, into the ocean.
Because no one is more focused on getting your car back to normal than your farmer's agent, describing how you got into an accident can be a lot harder than describing how you got out of one.
So I already got my car back from the repair shop.
Whoa, who's your insurance company?
Farmers Auto Insurance. Get you back where you belong.
All right, who had the sea bass?
That would be him.
That figures.
Your farmer's guy in San Luis Obispo is Mike Wright. You can't go wrong with a guy named Wright. Call him at 541-3942. That's 541-3942.
Since 1984, folks on the Central Coast have been perking up their day with an original, local favorite, Slow Roasted Coffee. Slow Roasted Coffee remains committed to providing you a quality cup of coffee at a fair price. They feature fair trade, certified, organically grown coffee. Slow Roasted Coffee's aroma roast enables you to get more flavor using less coffee. Always a plus. Next time you're buying coffee, bring home a local favorite, the original energy drink, Slow Roasted Coffee.
Get the original energy drink, Slow Roasted Coffee. It's really good, and you can't get better coffee anywhere, so there you go. All right, you're with Bill. And now, get a pencil and a piece of paper, because I'm going to read you a list of things. But what I'll also do is, if you go to Facebook... I don't use Facebook, but we have a Facebook webpage for KYNS where people write mean things about other people, and then you go there and I'll have JoJo post this list of senior discounts, but I'll explain this to you here in just a minute. But first we're going to do who's it and what's it, what happened on this day in history, and our birthdays and stuff according to the Tribune, and so let's do that first. Our flashback in history, our highlighting on June 13th in 1942, the first of two four-man Nazi sabotage teams arrived in the United States during World War II. First group disembarked from a U-boat off Long Island, New York. The second one arrived several days later on the Florida coast. The eight were arrested after one of them went to U.S. authorities. Six of the saboteurs were executed. And this date in 1842, Queen Victoria became the first British monarch to ride on a train traveling through a slow railway station in Paddington in 25 minutes. So that's very nice. She went from one place to another. In 1942, President Franklin D. Roosevelt created the Office of War Information and appointed radio news commentator Elmer Davis to be its head. 1971, the New York Times began publishing excerpts of the Pentagon Papers, a secret study of America's involvement in Vietnam from 1945 to 1967, that had been leaked to the paper by military analyst Daniel Ellsberg. Daniel Ellsberg, you remember him. Birthdays today, magician Siegfried of Siegfried and Roy is 73. Actor Stellan Skarsgård is 61. Comedian Tim Allen is 59. Actor Chris Evans is 31. Actress Kat Dennings is 26. Twin actresses Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen are 26 today. Say happy birthday to them, but most especially happy birthday to you if it's yours.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, that's that. Now, let me get to this next thing. Next things, first things, next, last things, first, sideways. Let's do what's going on in, because it's really important right now, in calcosnews.com. And one of the first things I want to talk about here is, I can do this without having to read it, actually. Here we had this gentleman we brought in here, and I told you about the fact that he was, we had had him come in, and his name is Randall Reed. And I think I talked about this yesterday. So he parked his bicycle on Prado Road, where the city has said, well, you can't park your bike on Prado Road after 4 p.m. The city, I don't know why the city thinks they have the right to tell someone they can't put a bike on a public thoroughfare after a certain time, but they've decided they could. So anyway, because of that, and to punish him for having a bicycle on Prado Road after 4 p.m., he's been given a week where he can no longer eat at the shelter or bathe at the shelter or do anything else at the shelter. Now, this is significant because he has been employed. Someone offered him a job. He took the job, and he's doing a good job doing the job. But he hasn't had a bath in almost a week, a shower. But so instead of being an advocate for this man finding work and trying to get his way out of his homelessness, they're punishing him because he had a bicycle on Prado Road after 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so he can't take a shower. Yeah, you might say I'm a little biased on how I'm saying this. You have no idea. All right, other things that are going on. Who knew? You know, who knew? But if you can use DNA for all kinds of criminal stuff, you know, maybe you can use it for all kinds of criminal stuff. It doesn't look like this thing's even moving for some reason. Paso Robles man was recently convicted of deer poaching after a DNA analysis. After DNA analysis linked him to conclusively the illegally killed buck. Jason Allen Dominguez, 37, pleaded no contest in San Luis Obispo County Superior Court to the poaching of a large blacktail buck at Hidden Valley Ranch near Templeton. Dominguez was ordered to pay a $3,000 fine and placed on 3 years probation. Department of Fish and Game investigators collected evidence from the scene where the buck was shot in a taxidermist shop and the suspect's vehicle. Forensic pathologist Dr. Jeff Rosden analyzed the samples and found a perfect DNA match, conclusively linking the suspect to the deer, Fish and Game Warden Todd Tognazzini told Huntington News. So there you are. So you'd be poaching them deers and stuff, and you're going to have some problems right there. You got the DNA thing going on. Other things going on. San Luis Obispo Employee Union agrees to a new contract. After 9 months of an impasse, San Luis Obispo's largest employee group and city management reached a tentative agreement following a fact-finding hearing when it was revealed that the city of San Luis Obispo has $63 million in cash and $20 million in reserves. Members of City Employees Union had agreed to pay the employees portion of their retirement compensation, which would amount to about an 8% compensation reduction. As part of that agreement, city management agreed to increase health insurance compensation to mirror that given to the city's police and fire employees, a 50-50 cost sharing. Of the 144 members in the union, 139 voted on the proposal agreement. Of those, 101 voted in favor, and 38 voted to reject it. And that's progress, right? We're making progress, okay, because it's tough. It's a tough time to be making progress at all, so it's always hard. Okay, other things going on in our world. A Manson family member is seeking parole. It was squelched 2 years ago by then Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, even though other people were let out of jail by Arnold Schwarzenegger, but it just depends on, you know, who you are, I guess. Bruce Davis is serving life sentence for the 1969 slayings of a stuntman Donald Shorty Shea and musician Gary Hinman. At his 26th parole hearing, the state board determined that Davis was ready to be released. Schwarzenegger later reversed the decision, saying the murder was especially heinous and that Davis' release would pose an unreasonable risk of danger to society. If the new panel grants Davis parole, his release would require the approval of Governor Jerry Brown and other parole board members. I don't see it happening myself, but you never know. Killers go free every day, as they say. All right, other people are in the news today here on CalcosNews.com. Let me see if there's anything else I want to hit for you. We talked about the grand jury said there's evidence that points to evidence mismanagement. But they call an evidence technician. This is what I'm finding out. But the person that handles evidence is an evidence technician. If I was to handle the evidence for somebody, I'd be just the guy that handles the evidence. I wouldn't be technical at all. To put an item on a shelf and then put it in somewhere, write an inventory of it. I think that's that technical myself. That could be me, though. All right, that's what's happening on CalcoastNews.com today. We're going to have Karen Avili in here on Friday at 12:06. And until then, you can go to talkischeap.com in the upper right-hand corner of Calcoast News. Click on it, and you will see all the wonderful sights and sounds that make up KYNS. And you can click right on there and hear KYNS streaming live. Streaming live, as it were. And hi, you're Bill. Right now it's 20, we'll call it 19 after 12, and it's lunchtime, so wait, let's do this. Before we do the list, get your pencil and paper, because you have a list here, but you're never. It's too much, too long to write it all down. So I'm going to get it posted on the site there. Spencer's Fresh Market, right there. Spencer's Fresh Market has all the great stuff, untrimmed tri-tip roast. You got Father's Day coming up. What are you going to do? You have to do it. Dad does the barbecuing, but you can do it. And barbecue a piece of meat. Here, get this right here. I'll tell you how to do it. If there's a thermometer on your barbecue grill, okay, they have $3.99 a pound Prairie Fresh natural pork baby back ribs, and they're absolutely delicious, okay? And they also have split barbecue chickens, but I can tell you how you do the ribs, okay? You want to take the ribs. You want to put them on 225 for about 4 hours. Don't make it hotter than that. Just 225 for 4 hours. If you don't have a rib rack, you have to turn them. And then right towards the end, you put some barbecue sauce on, and you can see how it's congealing and all that. And that's Father's Day right there. You're going to get some side salads and whatnot, but that's the idea right there. All right, let's look at the indoor farmer's market. And you know what's interesting? This is what's fascinating. I want you to really do this. On Wednesday now, Tuesday, I'm sorry, Tuesday evening, Tuesday in the mail. On Tuesday, all the supermarkets come out with all their specials and all that stuff. And I want you to do this. I want you to put Spencer's next to the other ones and say, okay, where am I saving money? Are you serious? Haas avocados, 2 for $1. See what other people are charging for an avocado. You'll flip. Local strawberries in a pound package, 2 for $3. They got other great stuff. Local cauliflowers, 2 pounds for $1. We have River Ranch salad blends, are 2 for $4. We have sweet nectarines, 2 for $3 at Spencer's. And all the other wonderful things for Father's Day, Dad's Day. Let me tell you some other stuff here. This is good. Do you know what's very interesting? You know what Nancy's dad likes of all things? They call it potted meat. Where they got that. Maybe that's a term, an old-fashioned term, potted meat, even older than I am. Anyway, like deviled ham, potted meat. He likes it. And actually, she made me a sandwich once, and I didn't know what it was, and I like it. So maybe we're all being fooled. All right. But they have other great things going on. They have linguica, blue cheese sausage, Spencer's own for $3.99 a pound. That goes on the grill before you do the ribs. And then you have Hidden Valley Ranch potato salad for $2.49 each. Boar's. Now, let's say you want to have lunch today. You say, Bill, what's for lunch today? The 8-piece chicken thing is for lunch today for $5. 8 pieces for $5. Or, right here's a $4.99 each, a Bold Creation sandwich, Boar's Head Chipotle chicken sandwich. It's got Boar's Head Chipotle chicken. It's got Boar's Head Havarti cheese, lettuce, tomato, and mayo on the jalapeno cheddar roll. How good is that? And they have buffalo or red pepper wings for $3.99 a pound. They just got everything at Spencer's, so get there. Get there and get it done at San Luis Obispo, Morro Bay, Atascadero, Rio Grande, and Santa Maria. All right, we're going to do our list. Now, here's the thing. I have to do a disclaimer before I do the list, okay? Stuff comes to you via email, and I've seen this twice now. So the second time around, the person who said, John, who sent it to me, said, Benica, don't screw this up. You know, let people know what's going on. So the first thing I did was I took out anything that is not on the Central Coast. So because this list was much longer originally. So I took out anything that wasn't on the Central Coast anywhere that I ever knew about and said, okay, let's not worry about that. Now, these are discounts for seniors, but you have to ask for them. They don't just give them to you. You have to ask for the discount. You can do that. It's not that hard. Got a discount on it? Okay, there you go. All right. Just like that. Hey, is there a discount on that? You have to say you're a senior. They'll say, are you a senior? You go, yeah. Okay. Let me do this one first because it's one thing on one piece of paper and I can get out of the way. Now remember, you have to ask for the discount in order to get it. Supercuts, $2 off haircuts if you're 60 plus. All right? Now, there's a whole bunch of these. So, again, we're going to post these. Restaurants, Applebee's, 15% off with a golden apple card, which I have no idea what that is, but that's 60+. Arby's, 10% off, 55+. Bob's Big Boy, did that close in Morro Bay? Is it still there? Anyway, discount varies by location. Boston Market, 10% off, 65+. I think there's still one of those in Rio Grande. Burger King, 10% off if you're 60+. Chili's, 10% off if you're 55+. Denny's. 10% off, 20% off for ARP members, 55 plus. So it's 10% off for being a senior, 20% off if you're an ARP member. Get your ARP card out. Dunkin' Donuts. I don't think we really have one of those, but I put it down anyway. 10% off or free coffee, 55 plus. IHOP, 10% off, 55 plus. Jack in the Box, up to 20% off, 55 plus. KFC, free small drink with any meal if you're 55 plus. McDonald's, discounts on coffee every day if you're 55 plus. Subway, 10% off if you're 60 plus. Taco Bell, 5% off with free beverages for seniors 65 plus. TCBY, 10% off, 55 plus. And Wendy's, 10% off, 55 plus. Now, don't forget you have to ask for it. I need my discount there. Okay. Retail and apparel, Banana Republic, 10% off, 50 plus. Big Lots, 10% off. Goodwill, 10% off one day a week. It varies by location. I don't know what the one is in town. Hallmark, 10% off one day a week, and that varies by location. Kmart, 20% off, 50 plus. Kohl's, 15% off, 60 plus. Rite Aid, 10% off on Tuesdays and 10% off prescriptions. Ross Stores, 10% off every Tuesday, 55 plus. Salvation Army thrift stores up to 50% off, 55 plus. Grocery stores, the only grocery store that we had was Albertsons, 10% off the first Wednesday of each month. Did you know about that? I don't know. travel. Airlines, Alaska Airlines, 10% off, 65 plus American Airlines, various discounts, Continental Airlines. They have some kind of program. Southwest Airlines, various discounts, major 65. You got to ask if they have a senior discount. So I don't care what airline you're going to fly on. Just say, do you have a senior discount? Because U.S. Airways, United is on here, all these people. So they say you have it. Amtrak is 15% off if you're 62 plus. So if you're headed, you know, when I head down Santa Barbara for the day or whatever, it's 15% off. Greyhound is 5% off, which you don't want to get on anyway. Trailways, we don't have. Alamo Car Rental, 25% off. Avis, 25% off. ART members. Budget Rent-A-Car, 10% off. 20% if you're an ART member. 50-plus. Dollar Rent-A-Car, 10% off. 50-plus. Enterprise. So they got everything in the whole wide world that's a rental car you can do. And then overnight accommodations. Now, here was one that was interesting. Cambria Suites, 20 to 30% off. 60-plus. Probably not during the weekend, but you'd have to check on that. Then the regular motels, Clarion, Comfort Inn, Comfort Suites, Econo Lodge, Hampton Inns and Suites, Hyatt Hotels. These range, Hyatt Hotels is anywhere up to 50% off. I don't know what the deal on that is. That's the room next to the laundry room, I guess. Then Intercontinental Hotels, various discounts. Mainstay Suites, 10% off. Motel 6, 10% off. Quality Inn, 20 to 30% off. Roadway Inn, 20 to 30% off. And Sleep Inn, 20 to 30% off. I don't know if we actually have one of those or not. And then U.S. National Parks, $10 lifetime pass, 50% off additional services, including camping, if you're 62 plus. Cell phone discounts, AT&T, a special Senior Nation 200 plan, which is $29.99 a month for 65 plus. Jitterbug has a $10 a month cell phone service for 50 bucks a month. Jitterbug's that phone that is just a telephone. You know, it's big, got big letters and everything. It's about the size of a shoe. But if you don't care about that, you know, that's not, and you get $10 a month. Verizon Wireless, Verizon Nationwide 65 Plus plan is $29.95 a month if you're 65 plus. All right, so we'll post those on Facebook, on KYNS Facebook page, and I'll try to get that done today or tomorrow. I'll get my part done, then the guy that's going to actually post it, he'll do his part. He said, do you want me to show you how to do it, Bill? And they looked at me again and said, no, never mind. Just email it to me and I'll take care of it. Yeah. All right, this was a tough choice today. No doubt about it. I had to pick music today. And I said, okay, what do I want to pick? And I picked one of my faves of all time. And I think he had one of the finest voices of anybody ever. And that's the way that is. And that's Roy Orbison. And it's so hard because Roy Orbison's had so many good songs, so all I could do is pick a few and say, here, we'll play these. Yeah. So here's what's going on right now in Syria, as apparently what we're finding out. The U.S. is accusing Russia of arming the Syrian government with helicopters, attack helicopters. And anybody, you know, anybody that knows anything about helicopters, which is a lot of military people, would know if the helicopter they're looking at that's shooting at them is where it was made. You know, so they would know that it was made in Russia, if that's where it is. The question is, are they buying them from Russia, or is Russia just supplying them? But I don't think Russia would just supply them because they got plenty of money. So they'd buy them from Russia. So we have this de facto war, much like we had in Vietnam, where we were actually fighting the Chinese and the Russians. And a lot of other places we've been along the way where, you know, anytime you see an AK-47 that was manufactured in either Russia or the former Soviet Eastern Bloc states or Cuba, anytime you see a Kalashnikov, you know, that's, you're basically fighting de facto Russia. So, not surprising. Not surprising. So now Russia's mad because we said that. So now they're saying, well, yeah, we're supplying arms to the rebels. We need to supply some. We need to supply something bigger. You know, they got helicopter. We got, what do we got? A rifle? That's not going to work. Right? That's not going to sort out itself out, right? But anyway, Syria. In the meantime, how many people were killed today? 49 people earlier this morning were killed by troops. Loyalist troops, they call them. I guess it depends on what side of the fence you're on. All right, let's take a break, shall we? I want to tell you about the Dodgers, Karen Scott, the Dodgers. You can't go wrong with that. Morin Brothers, one of the great sponsors of KYNS. We got the Seed Venture with Chad Aruni. All right, we're going to hear from these people, and then we're going to hear from Mr. Roy Orbison, his own self.
Don't let someone throw you a curveball when choosing who to see for hearing help. There are plenty of dispensers and strange devices out there. Dr. Karen Scott, Doctor of Audiology, has the years of experience, education, and can help you with the best decisions for you, your children, grandpa and grandma, and all those betwixt and between. With Dr. Karen's lineup of professionals, your experience with them will be a bases loaded, out-of-the-park home run. Dr. Karen Scott, the LA Dodgers, and KYNS. What a fantastic lineup. Dr. Karen Scott's office is in the three-story glass Walther building next to the DMV on South Higuera. Come in soon.
No, Lenny, no.
Hi, this is Michael Morin from Morin Brothers Automotive. And he saw the ball in the air and was going to try to catch it. But a 5-pound dog shouldn't try for a homer into the bleachers. At Morin Brothers, we try to knock it into the bleachers every time you bring your car in for service. That's right, Lenny. Whether it's a simple oil change, a complete service, or one of our fantastic detail services, at Morin Brothers, we knock it out of the park every time.
The Sea Venture restaurant invites you to celebrate summer at the beach. Sea Venture is a Pismo favorite, known for its delicious coastal cuisine and outstanding ocean views. Happy hour is every night from 4 to 6 p.m., and summer isn't complete without a sunset ocean view dinner at the Sea Venture. If you're in the mood for something lighter, try the small plates at the cocktail bar for a variety of tasty delights and your favorite libation. There's live music on Wednesday nights from 6 to 9 and music on the deck Sunday afternoons from 2 to 6. Watch the waves and enjoy the tunes. And the Sea Venture Beachfront Hotel reminds all of you that paradise doesn't have to be far from home. This prime beachfront location is just south of the Pismo Pier, and it's perfect for a quick summer getaway, and the Paradise and Pismo package fits into any budget. The package includes an overnight stay, as well as two Mai Tais at the Sea Venture restaurant, souvenir frisbee and beach ball, the use of beach chairs, beach towels, and beach cruiser bicycles. The fireplace king room is $159 per night, and the spa deluxe room is $209 per night, Sundays through Thursdays. You don't need to go far to escape and relax at the beach. The Sea Venture Resort, the best on the beach in Pismo Beach.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers?
Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047 or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite, ccslo.com. Coastal Computers. Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about. Country Oaks, owned and operated by John and Sharon Henning. They're friends of mine, really nice friends, and that niceness shows at their 57-bed skilled nursing facility at 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria. Country Oaks specializes in short-term rehabilitation and long-term care. Country Oaks accepts Medicare, Medi-Cal, HMOs, and private insurance, and will do the paperwork for you. They offer physical, occupational, speech, enteral, and IV therapies, including a fully equipped therapy room. At Country Oaks Care Center, your loved ones will find a warm and caring staff and a home-like atmosphere. All activities are geared to individual needs and desires, as well as nutritious meals and that extra ounce of caring and a cup of slow-roasted coffee. From Rotary to their annual float participation in the Santa Maria Elks Rodeo Parade, the Hennings are involved in their community. At 830 East Chapel in Santa Maria, Country Oaks Care Center, caring for the loved ones that you care about.
Shoes, you say? Listen, you go to Mike's and you'll say more than just,
yikes!
You'll throw in a,
aw, gee willikers, Wally!
Because Mike's in the Promenade Shopping Center is the little shoe store with a big selection. San Luis Obispo's best footwear, like Clark's, Rockport, Echo's, Florsheim, and Dexter, Ariat, Uggs, Soft Spot, Easy Spirit, and Naturalizers, you betcha. Hiking boots, regular boots, slip-ons, junior styles, western casual styles, and slippers, too. Mike's has handbags and clutches to go with their outstanding selection of dress-up ladies' shoes. Shoeshine's there, and she's a registered podorthist, so your prescription needs from your footologist can be handled in a snap. Lots of accessories, and it's no crock. They have all those styles, too. Mike's Shoes, in the Promenade Shopping Center, next to the Imaginary Marketplace, in the foothills of San Luis Obispo, of course.
Hey, you know what? Can I tell you the truth about the about Mike's Shoes right there? I didn't do the snap because I can't snap my fingers. I'm problems with that. That's kind of that loud. That's it. I can't snap my fingers like normal people. Okay, well, and that, how you doing, Bill? Fine. Oh, by the way, Merrill Trunk Show this Saturday, the 16th, at Mike's Shoes, and there'll be a Merrill person there named maybe Merrill, and they'll have a gift of purchase and all whatever, and often there's refreshments and happiness and joy. All right, so that's going on, and then don't forget on the 23rd, Keen. I have to find out what Keen's. I'll go this weekend to find out what Keen's shoes are for next weekend. It's kind of guy, yeah. You're with Bill. Thanks for joining me today. I had leftover Moe's for lunch today, as a matter of fact, because you can't eat all. I mean, Moe's just gives you tons to eat. You just can't eat all. And let me tell you something else about Moe's that you're really going to like at lunchtime, and I mean this sincerely. You go up, you place your order. Sometimes you have to wait in line to place your order if there's a lot of people at noontime. But you wait and you place your order. But after you place your order, you put a little piggy with a number on your table, and bam, they serve you like right now. It is very fast. None of this, like I'm looking at my watch going, okay, well, I only got so much time. You never have to do that at Moe's. And what I did today was, my wife has some leftover pulled chicken, and here's what I do. I can't help myself because Moe's has four great barbecue sauces, and I have to tell you the truth, I love them all. And so, and their hot sauce, their hot regular, is not real hot. I don't like spicy hot. I'm not good with that. I don't care for that at all. So it's got a little ting. It's got a little tang to it. That's really a ting is a cross between a sting and a tang. So it's got a ting. It's got a little ting. And it's really good. So I mixed that with a sweet Carolina, and a little bit of the regular, and then I slathered that on there, and boy, was that good. Now, you take the Filthy Phil's barbecue sauce as a vinegar base, great for all kinds of, good for French fries, great for, really good for potato chips, sweet potato fries, garlic fries, I imagine, I don't eat those. And then I put some in my Uncle Tom's beans today, and that was spiffola. So they got so many great things. They got burgers, they got the chickens and the beefs and the porks and all that stuff, ribs, salads. I mean, they even have, you know, like you can go and not gain weight if you want to. See why you'd want to. That way you can do that. And don't forget they have dessert, too, in the kids' menu. And they have brewskis by the pitcher. They have soda by the pitcher. I think they do. Yeah. And so they just have everything in the whole wide world. So do decide what you want to do there when you go to Moe's and get yourself some good stuff at the corner. Monterey and Osos and San Luis Obispo. Get to Moe's and San Luis. It's great. And also on the corner of down on Pomeroy and Pismo Beach. On Pomeroy and Pismo Beach, just down from Dolliver. Do I have those streets right? Yeah, I think I do. Okay. 20 minutes before 1 o'clock, and things are happening in our world. Let me find them. I know they're happening. I just have to find them for us, okay? All right. Oh, I had a thing to play for you. Now, here's the thing. Well, I'm glad I'm not a parent these days. These new modern times, I have to tell you the truth, I'm glad I'm not a parent, and I'm glad I'm not a parent. But every parent has always said that, you know, like, oh, it's not a good time to be a parent. But you know, there's things that we did when we were older, kids are doing when they're younger. They just are. And so the question, has to do with fifth grade and a place in Washington. Onalaska, Washington, that sounds like a small town, doesn't it? And so they had a class there, and so a lot of people are upset. You could bow out of the class, you know. You could say I opt out, but a lot of people didn't, and then they decided to teach them stuff.
Hell, on Alaska is old fashioned.
We're in the country. We're small town, and I like it that way.
But something at the elementary school last week has folks in this quiet town making noise.
You know, and what gives this woman the right to come down here and go above our authority, the way I look at it?
I was one pissed off cowboy.
I don't need the school to teach them.
These parents are upset about a sex education class held for the fifth graders last week.
She learned oral sex, anal sex, things 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds do not need to know.
Now, wait, let me clarify something. She learned about them. They weren't taught it, just to clarify that.
When the school's principal, who was teaching the course, was asked what oral and anal sex were, she told the students. James Gilliland couldn't believe it.
Yeah, so it's basically the same as raping a kid's mind and taking their innocence.
I think the principal handled it appropriately at the time. She only gave factual information, no demonstrations.
Yeah. Onalaska's superintendent says state law requires fifth graders to learn about sexually transmitted diseases. Parents can review the curriculum, which does mention oral and anal sex, and can have their child excused. But the superintendent does not think the lesson goes too far.
Because kids in sixth grade start becoming sexually aware. And so you've got to teach them ahead of time.
But there are some questions you just don't answer, or you answer politically correct, and she was not politically correct.
School ends Thursday, but these parents won't let their kids go back unless the curriculums change.
You know, might as well give the kids a Kama Sutra book or something right there and teach them the same thing.
Wait, what kind of book was it? Okay. Dr. Seuss has oral sex. Anyway, so that's interesting, I thought. I really did, and that's... It's not too young. I know that, you know, if you're a parent saying, Bill, don't tell me that. From what I'm reading these days, it's not too young. It's not too young. And as a matter of fact, a lot of what seems to be a trend with young people is that they don't have intercourse, but they have oral sex. And they're getting STDs that way. I know it's too hard to imagine. You know, you take little kids and you say, these are doing this stuff. Okay, I know. And stuff for me, too. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. Let's talk about other things. Let's talk about other things that are going on. Jim Grant's going to retire from the county. He's the chief dude in the county for the county, and top executive. And I've known Jim Grant for years and years and years, and way back when Jim worked with the Office of Emergency Services, that's when I first met Jim Grant. And if you look at the picture, this is a good picture of Jim Grant in the Tribune today. If you look at the picture, you can see that Jim has a clear conscience. He's a nice-looking, youngish-looking man when he's actually an old poop. And yet, look at how good he looks. And that's because, again, I said he has a clear conscience, so that's good news. That's good. That bodes well for the county. But anyway, no, Jim's a good guy. And he used to be with the Office of Emergency Services and was a good guy then. He's one of these people that, you know, it's just easy to work with and gets the job done in the school. And he certainly did that for the county. You know, he came in at a bad time. If you recall what was going on with the county back then, I think you do, with Mr. Edge and company. And so he came in here and said, okay, we got to get this thing straightened out. And he did. And because originally David Edge was kind of hand-picking a would-be successor, Gail Wilcox, and then they got involved with each other, and that got to be really strange. And so they left. And the city paid him a big payoff again and whatever. Not the county, rather. So anyway, Jim leaves us with clean hands. You know, he just departs as a normal person. Thanks, Jim. God, we needed that. Holy cow. Morro Bay's newly elected look to the future. Well, and this is what they're basically saying is that, and it is what seems what's going on with Johnson, Smuckler, and Irons, they're like a block deal. They agree with each other a lot. So as acrimonious as Morro Bay can be sometimes, they're basically saying things are going to change around here. There's a new sheriff in town. That would be the police office captain, but that's not what I mean. But new people on the city council that can agree with each other. And if they're in the majority, that's that. Hopefully they won't, they'll think on their own at times. They won't always agree. Because that would be kind of scary, really, if they were in lockstep all the time. That'd be kind of like a spooky. But anyway, but that's what's going on. So things maybe in Morro Bay are going to get better. And one of the things that the big contention they have right now is the Morro Bay at this point wants to put an under. I understand this. So you can't not understand this. But what they're saying is there's things that are too big to fight, and there's no point in fighting them. And what they're talking about is a Morro Bay sewer plant. So they're saying, you know, the current city council is saying we'd like to build the plant where it's located now because it would sure save us a lot of dough. Which is logical and obvious. But the Coast Commission's not happy with that. The Coast Commission's never happy. That's not their job, is to be happy about anything. So the Coast Commission is not happy with that. So the new people that are coming in December, and see, this decision may already be made by then, in which case then they have to live with it and figure out what to do. But they're like, well, then why don't we see what the Coast Commission says where they'd like to put the plant and see if that is in any way practical for us as a city? So, because, you know, anytime you get a sewer plant near an ocean, somehow they end up meeting. So I think that's what the Coast Commission feels. So it'll be interesting to see where that goes. All right, First Lady's book, A Hit with the Daughters, which is important. If your daughters say, you know, Mom, this book's okay, if they say, and they'll usually be honest and say, well, I don't know what you're thinking about this, Mom. But it's about gardening and whatnot. That's kind of, that's fine. That's one more book than I've written. I can tell you that. Gone with the Wind actress dies at 94. Ann Rutherford, who was Scarlett's younger sister, she was in one scene, two scenes, three scenes, I think, for 3 seconds each. She was just there. Remember, they had to take a nap. She was in that scene. She was on the stairs at one point. She was in that scene, and I think she was in one of the scenes. But anyway, so she wasn't there a lot. But anyway, but she's famous in the late 30s as Mickey Rooney's sweetheart in the Annie Hardy series. She was born November 2nd, 1972, in Vancouver, Canada. So anyway, just one of the old classic people things. They're classic movies that she's gone away from us. Then they have this weird, I don't know, it's weird. Yeah, it is. A story about this lady who's 74 years old, Lisa Medford. And Lisa Medford was the first semi-nude dancer in Vegas back some time ago. And so she has a little cardboard cutout she's sitting next to when she was 19. You know, so that was back then. Anyway, I don't know. It doesn't say she's celebrating anything, but anyway, she's an aging siren, they say. Oh, I see. Her image was even featured on a 15th anniversary show, and that's a review. No, I don't see what they're actually. They just found this old girl, and said, "Okay, we're going to talk about her." So, well, that's which is fine, I think. That's nothing wrong with it. Okay, good for her. Ku Klux Klan in Georgia lost its bid Tuesday to join the state's highway cleanup program, but a legal challenge, then the decision may be looming. So here they wanted to adopt a highway thing, and so the people in Georgia there said, no, we don't really want that. And so now they're fighting mad, you know how they get. And so they're going to maybe challenge that and all that. But it's like any other adoption, folks, you know. If the sponsoring agency doesn't think you're the one that should be adopting, then you don't adopt. That's how I look at it. I don't care if it's trash on a road or a little kid. That's the way it is. Now, here's one of these things I'm startled by. You would think to yourself, well, how come that's not in a museum someplace? How come we don't? How come it's not someplace besides just roaming around in the public domain? And that's George Washington's 223-year-old copy of the Constitution Bill of Rights are expected to go for $2 million to $3 million in auction next week at Christie's. There was three copies. Two other copies went to President Thomas Jefferson and John Jay. It would seem like something so valuable and so important to this country that you wonder sometimes why some of these things are in private hands. I don't understand that exactly. We must have, when you look at the deficit we have and everything else, we must have at least a couple $3 million bucks that we can throw out there. And as a Smithsonian institution, and say, okay, we're going to a Smithsonian Institute and say, we'll buy it. Am I wrong about that? I think I'm right on that. Of course, the college will not put a bond and property tax increase on the November ballot, but might pursue such a measure later. They decided right now they don't want to hire a $40,000 consultant to decide if the people would vote for it or not. The measure would have sought $100 million, just less than a third of the $310 million bond solidly rejected by voters in 2006. So you can understand why they say, well, we ought to see if we can find out, because every time it gets rejected, then it sort of stays in the closet for a longer period of time. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not like they're going to put a bond measure out this year and then put them out again. But I don't know what, you know, Cuesta, boy, talk about being between a rock and a hard place. You know, they need money. They need accreditation. They need to keep their accreditation. But now they're worried I suppose you'd have to look at it and say, well, do we want our community college to count or not? I mean, you people can take basket weaving and stuff at night. You know, that's fine. But if you're really talking about the academic part of Cuesta College, if they don't have the money to operate, they don't have the money that they need to get accreditation, then what's the point of having the college out there? We know what the point is of having it, but I'm saying to you is that if we can't make it work, then there's no point in having it. What else I got here? Oh, you know that poor little lady that was a young lady that had the flesh-eating bacteria? She's been upgraded. Not well. She's been gone from critical to serious. But they have a thing here that talks about it. So it may have a commercial first.
Then get some blades spinning, paper sanding, and bits turning. Let's motor to the only place that carries our favorite tools for our favorite people, armed with a budget and a mission. And see what happens when we put those tools to work for us. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi 4-piece 18-volt Super Combo Kit, just $99, our lowest price ever.
We start the second half of our show with stories we care about. We focus on our own reporting from the front lines. A fire at a mall in Doha, Qatar, has claimed 19 lives, 13 of those children. According to the Minister of State for Interior Affairs, the fire at the Bellagio Mall injured an additional 17. The fire erupted in the nursery. A collapsed ceiling and heavy smoke hampered firefighter efforts. We want to update you on Amy Copeland, the 24-year-old grad student who's been infected with flesh-eating bacteria. According to her father's blog post, Amy has been able to utter her first words. She said her mind was blown and that she's very excited. She had previously only been able to mouth words. Amy lost a leg, her other foot, her hands, and part of her abdomen in her fight against this devastating flesh-eating bacteria. She contracted it after falling when a homemade zip line broke. It resulted in a gash in her leg, which became infected with the bacteria.
National Neighbor Labor.
That's not bad. Okay. So that's the story. One, I want everything else in the whole world. Okay, but there you are. So she's been upgraded to Sirius. She's a fighter. This girl. She just takes it on the chin and keeps going. And you have to admire her for that, I would think. Yeah, that's pretty cool. But it's just a spooky thing that woman's been through. Holy cow. All right. There was an article in the paper today, and there's an article in the news today about this .com thing. And so and this is a weird part about it. Let me actually use the paper. They're going to, they want to come up with new dot somethings. Like Google wants to have a dot Google, so anytime somebody puts dot Google in, it will automatically go to the search engine and do it. The thing that's kind of really weird, I didn't even know there was this. That's why, this is why I want to tell you about it, because I didn't even know there was this thing. Let me find it. I'll get it for you. And that is, there's an organization, there's a group, there's people that decide about these dot things. And I'd never heard of them before. But I figured there had to be somebody in charge of it. Here it is right here. Look at me on .com to Google, .google even, .lol, laugh out loud. It says here, the organization behind the expansion, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. Had you ever heard of that outfit? I never had. The organization, is the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, will announce today which suffixes they have proposed. It will be a year or two until they're approved. This is one of those things like, we're going to give the TV people a year to cut the noise on their commercials back, the volume on the commercials back. We're going to give them a year to accomplish that when it would take one day from the time the part arrived through the mail, and you could probably get it, overnight FedEx, in one day. So it would take two full days to have that piece of equipment installed at any TV station in the United States, but they gave them a year. What in the world would it take 1 or 2 years to do for these people to decide this? First off, they're going to decide it. Then to implement it, what's going to take 1 or 2 years? I think the Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers wants to make sure they stay in business as the Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, and you get paid or whatever they do, and that, by drawing it out for a couple of years, that's... Because what else have they got to do? Okay. Dot YouTube they're talking about. Dot Laugh Out Loud. Others that want approval for dot doctor, dot music, dot bank. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So I guess it's time for some new dots. I think it's time for some new dots and some new dashes. That's what I look at. But I didn't really realize it was that organization. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Here's the good news and the bad news. They want to launch a telescope to look for black holes. The good news is the telescope may actually find one. The bad news is once it does, it'll disappear into the black hole. So, it's tough to see your money go up in smoke like that, or down the tubes, maybe I say. It's just tough. We're going to understand something by that, and I have to admit, the black hole thing is the spookiest thing in the whole wide world. I don't understand that at all. I don't get it. Scientists have some grasp of it, I guess, but it's beyond me. Another big thing in the news, by the way, that we didn't get to yesterday, and so it's past news, but it's not past news at all, and that is this new blood and saliva test that they can test your fetus for all kinds of stuff. And so then, now there's a big issue, a big moral issue about it. Will this become a an easier tool for people to decide to abort a fetus? So it's back in that court. A court that I stay out of. I'm not involved. I don't have a pregnant wife. I don't get into it. But I understand why people have the emotions they do on both sides of that issue. I really have understand the emotions they have on both sides of the issue. Mostly, I tend towards women being responsible for themselves. And that includes physical, moral, all of that. Emotional. They're there to take care of themselves. And I don't think any man in the whole wide world should really say to a woman, well, this is what I think you should do. You can say this is what I think you should do and then leave. Okay. That's all we wanted to hear from you. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Now go home. Take your ball with you. Other things happening. Here we are. The Syria falls deeper into crisis. It's just, and since this was printed last night, it's been bad again today. It's been hideous today. Now, here's what I was telling you that's kind of interesting about this de facto war with Russia and Putin. And I didn't get a chance to look up the name of the submarine. Maybe I can do it during the news. But they have a huge anti-Putin protest signals growing discontent with Putin. Now, remember, he passed a law that said if you disrupt, if you cause damage, if there's any damage or anything caused by a rally that caused harm to people or property, they can fine you and probably arrest you. And, you know, we've talked about this with Putin. You know, Putin's an old KGB guy, and he's an old guard type, and he's wants to see Russia slide back in that direction. And as long as he has breath in his lungs, he's going to attempt to do so. But he's got a huge opposition to the people now, that Russians that have enjoyed the freedom they've had. I feel something not good coming their way, which is too bad. Other things are happening. Well, we'll get to it after the news. It's like, after all this time, you're kidding. Are you kidding? You're kidding. Anyway, has to do with the vitamin D and calcium. After the news.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. In the Jerry Sandusky sex abuse case, the court has heard now from 5 accusers, 3 of them today. In each case, the testimony was graphic.
How are you? The 27-year-old alleged victim was asked. I'm here, he replied, not sounding thrilled. He not only described incidents in which he says Sandusky touched him under his pants and embraced him in bear hugs and showers, but long-term effects. To this day, he said, I'm sort of repulsed by chest hair. The defense listed a number of accusations he made here in court that weren't mentioned to police or the grand jury, accusing him of not raising them until after he signed a contract with a lawyer. He says with counseling, memories are surfacing. He said for years it was, in his words, like putting something in the attic and closing the door. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
The non-governmental U.S. anti-doping agency is accusing 7-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong of using performance enhancers in his career. Armstrong has never tested positive, but the Washington Post reports the anti-doping agency's reviewed blood samples and claims the blood may have been manipulated. The jury in the Roger Clemens steroids perjury trials in its first full day of deliberations, their decision whether Clemens lied to Congress when he denied using performance-enhancing drugs during his great pitching career. What to do about Syria? Now that is a real Gordian knot for the diplomats.
We believe that the situation is spiraling towards civil war.
Secretary of State Clinton says the U.S. and Russia disagree on Syria, but she says Russia may sacrifice its vital interests in the Middle East.
They put all of that at risk if they do not move more constructively right now.
Clinton says the Russians continue to deliver weapons to the Assad regime despite repeated urging by the U.S. to stop. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
Homes in New Mexico up in wildfire smoke.
You'll see one or two homes standing, and you'll see areas where they look like there were homes standing, but it's total ash now.
More than 200 homes have burned in the Little Bear fire near Ruidoso. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon told Senate Banking Committee members his company tried to hedge against bad times and lost a lot of money. But he says they learned and they are moving on.
There are thousands of rules and regulations. We are not finding them all. We're giving informed advice in some of them. There are some that we think don't make sense. And we think we're entitled to the ones to tell you the things we don't make sense.
After today's testimony, J.P. Morgan stock went up a little bit. 2 economic reports, retail sales slowing and producer prices show a slowing U.S. economy, according to the experts. Economist Nigel Galt.
We're going to keep moving forward at a sluggish pace around 2%, enough to create some jobs, unfortunately not enough to create very many jobs.
Global stocks fell today and the dollar edged lower. Lots of people bought gold. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 77 points. NASDAQ was off about 25. Oil, $82.42 a barrel. This is CBS News.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
You have teams in Tucson, Tennessee, and Taipei, and you need to work together. No problem. Welcome to GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix, the easy-to-use, extraordinarily powerful way to meet online. Simply launch or join a meeting with one click from any computer, then share screens and webcams in real time, and review and edit documents together. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45. GoToMeeting with HD Faces. Try it free today.
Henry Hill, a mobster made famous in a Scorsese mob movie, has died.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
Henry Hill, central figure in Goodfellas, suffered complications from a heart attack a day after his 69th birthday. He became an FBI informant after his arrest in 1980. Lisa Caserta is his longtime girlfriend.
When he went into witness protection, he was horrified that he had to become, you know, a rat. He didn't, you know, it was scary for him. He didn't want to be. That was like the last thing he wanted to do, but they came after his family.
She says he enjoyed people coming up and mentioning Goodfellas. Steve Kath, CBS News. 700 feet happens really fast when you're flying a load of wildfire-fighting flame retardant into a hot, smoky canyon. Investigators say now they know that's how far off the line the Lockheed tanker was when it hit the mountainous terrain in Utah. June 3rd. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I've been crying over you, crying over you, and you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying, 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 crying. I thought that I was over you, but it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before, but darling, what can I do? For you don't love me, and I'll always be. Oh,
nervous and crying. And what was one of the best redos ever in the world was Don McLean redoing that. Hi, you're with Bill Benneker, Talk of Sheep, Friends and Neighbors Network on 1340 KYNS in San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me today. It's a pretty day in the neighborhood. It was foggy again this morning. I think it's supposed to be foggy again tomorrow, but don't hold me to that because it changed. Things change. Things change. Nothing's locked in cement. Set in cement. Locked in a steel trap. Anyway, so tomorrow we'll see. But we should have a nice day again. The weather's temperate. Isn't that a term that you can use to describe what you're not really sure it is? Thank you. Hot in the North County, though. Hooey. Hey. All right. Let's see. They have, if you go to CNN, I just want to share this with you. You go to CNN, and they have face-eating victims' post-surgery images. Don't click on it. You can go the whole rest of your life and not see what that guy looks like. You don't need to see it. Don't do it. Just go on with your life. Go about your life. Click on something else. There was something I did want to find out about, though, here. There was something that was this is because it's so silly is why I think it's silly. I think our half-baked psychoanalysis that we do through the media is pretty much worthless, to tell you the truth. So let me see. Here it is right here. Okay, we're gonna play this about Madonna. And if you hadn't heard what she did, then it's not like a big deal, but they'll bring it up.
So then I said, Mr. Prime Minister, I'm flattered that you love chocolate, but I'm here strictly in a professional. What's wrong with him?
He thinks you're naked.
My shell is brown. It just looks like my milk chocolate is showing. Only a fool would think I'd actually show up naked.
So it's that kind of party. Hit it!
I'm sexy and I know it.
Hey! Madonna making some big headlines for an international wardrobe malfunction. Now, she recently exposed her breast on stage, Joan, during a concert in Turkey, and she revealed a message on her back that read, "No fear." My question to you is Madonna fearless, or is this really, in your mind, a desperate cry for attention?
Well, first of all, she wasn't showing her nipple because she was showing her ankle bracelet. And I'm for this age. But you think it's a cry for attention? But no fear, the second half of it's on her ass, and it says, "Just flab." So you don't see the whole thing. But she's got a great body.
She does have a great body.
I know the doctor that did it. Irving Schwartz.
Irving Schwartz has his fine work on display yet again.
He did her and Kathy Bates.
they had the same doctor.
But for her age, she's amazing. But I love it. What I find fascinating is that Lady Gaga, she keeps saying Lady Gaga stole everything of mine, which I find... Don't say that. You're Madonna. Shut up.
Right. You know it seems beneath her, so we would think. Yeah. And that, to me, seems like a cry for attention.
A cry for attention. Lady Gaga stole. How can you steal a rash? You can't steal certain things.
You really can't take that.
I find that. You're Madonna. Act like Madonna.
Joan Rivers is funny. Anyway, who cares? This is a cry for attention. I just used showing off her boob, for whatever. God knows what reason. We don't know. Because she's Madonna. Lady Gaga got clunked in the head with a pole. I mean, not sort of, kind of, not a little bit. The stagehand guy was moving this pole and goofed up, and it just came crashing down on that poor woman's head. She should have had one of those wigs. She wears some of those wigs that are 9 feet tall. She should have had one of those on that day. She didn't. But anyway, well, she really got clunked. All right, let's talk about what they just had in the news that's exciting and makes us say, well, what's going on with sports these days if you start with Sandusky? And I don't even want to hear the details of this. I mean, I feel so awful for these men that are now, in their 20s and stuff, and they were just young boys, and it's like, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. They won't be able to put that man far enough away. When they say put them away, far away, how far? The Earth's only so big. Lance Armstrong, I didn't know they saved your blood for years. Did you know it? So now somebody's looking at the happy doping people. I don't know what the organization is that does this now. I didn't know about the other .com thing. So anyway, they're now reanalyzing Lance Armstrong's blood and saying, maybe something's rotten in Denmark. Which the knucklehead that, was finished second behind him that then won the thing when found out he was doping, I can't remember his name, said all along. So that's kind of weird. All right. And then we have, what's the other guy? Roger Clemens is at the thing, goes to the jury. What are they going to do to Roger? I mean, what can they do to the guy? Nothing, really. All right, let's get on the phone and say hello. Have you?
Hey, Billy Boy, how you doing?
Hey, Mike, what's up, man?
When you were talking about Sandusky, yeah. I'd like to know what that has to do with sports either. I mean, the fact is, he was an assistant coach. But outside of that, you know, because ESPN has been playing this up since day one of, you know, picking the jurors and stuff, and they throwing part of the story in there. They spend I don't know how much time every day working on it. They have their, you know, they have the scroll at the bottom telling what the scores are, whatever, and it always has the Sandusky trial now in its whatever day, and I mean, it's just insane.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, Mike, for ESPN. The Sandusky thing to ESPN is what tornadoes are to the Weather Channel. You know what I mean? They come along just every so often, so you really have to make a big deal out of them and then save the footage for later. Because the Weather Channel is either telling me what my weather's going to be today or they're going to show me a tornado.
But if you're that desperate for news, geez, televise a WNBA game or something.
Oh, be careful. Be careful where you tread with that. Actually, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm sorry.
NBA
has been losing millions of dollars every year with the WNBA.
They actually have, you're right, and I have to say I agree with you. Matter of fact, I saw, oh, please, remember the lady's name. Oh, McQueen. I can't think of her first name, but she did the tiger at the Atascadero Zoo, and so I saw her at PIP years ago, Postlinson Press on Broad Street. I ran into her because Bob was an advertiser, and she had pictures of this thing, that bronze she had done for the Women's Basketball Association. This is when they first started, and they were going to have this outside of their headquarters, a beautiful, huge, beautiful bronze statue. And so I said to her, oh, no, they had already been playing. They had been playing for a couple of years. But I said to her, I hope you're going to get cash for that. She said, why is that? I said, because they're not paying for anything. They're not making any money. She goes, I didn't know that. She really looked at me like, I didn't know that. You know, I said, well, do whatever you got to do, you know. That poor woman, she had Pip out here. Remember, she had Pip in the downtown, and somebody walked off of that or did something. I forget what happened to that crazy thing.
Yeah, but that came back, didn't it?
Yeah, it's back there.
Yeah.
So anyway, life is strange for the McQueen lady, but yeah, the WNBA is just struggling, and you know, I don't know what to say. It's like the attendance to a men's basketball game at Cal Poly versus a women's basketball game at Cal Poly. I'm not gonna try not to get my foot in my mouth, is too bad, but I think it comes down to this, really. It comes down to when you take a gender situation, and the males are going to be exceptionally better at something. They just are. They're physically bigger, and they're better at it. Then people tend to drift towards watching that. I mean, why wouldn't you? Now here's an exact opposite situation. I think women's beach volleyball is probably more popular than men's beach volleyball, to tell you the truth. Well, why not? Why do they want to see women running around the sand bopping balls? But I think it really is. I think that they're just as competitive as men are when it comes to that sport. And so I think that they...
I think the quickness and stuff of women in volleyball, though, is... I mean, it's competitively like watching the same thing.
Right.
If there's certain sports, though, that, you know... I've seen some of the softball tournaments. When you see the woman come by and she's able to bring that softball at what it equates to about a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, those things are amazing. But for some reason, the game just doesn't – I guess the fact that it's closer, you know, faces and the whole bit, it's like a different a different game.
Well, it is a different game, but and that's what this advantage actually is, I think. It's not baseball. It's not trying to be baseball. It's softball. It's a different thing. And so I think that holds up. I think the problem is when in women's sports with this Title IX and all that stuff, or Chapter 11 or whatever things called, that this idea of saying, okay, we're going to duplicate sports that men play. Now, let me say this to be, and I want to be fair about this. I think it's great that women get to play basketball. I think it's fine, that they have that opportunity because if they want to play basketball, good for them. If they want to play baseball, good for them. Not softball, but baseball. I mean, anything that they want to do. I mean, look at women's track is just as exciting as men's track. It's just that there's a few things like, and I think basketball would be the one that just stands out. It's like if they said there's going to be a women's football league, I think you would tend to say, well, wait a minute, we're not ready for that kind of roughness with women playing. But now, of course, they have women boxing matches.
They do have a women's football league, Bill.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that shows you how much I care about it.
Yeah. Or anybody else, actually.
But it's not to demean women in that way. It's just that there's certain very physical sports that men play different.
Right. There's a lot of things that just don't translate.
Right.
I actually think, like you said, in gymnastics, I prefer watching the women. It just seems so much more fluid, the women gymnastics than the men.
That's interesting to say that. I agree with you.
Yeah, so there's some things along that line that are that way, but the Title IX, the one thing that I've never understood about Title IX is that because it actually the courts say it isn't an equal footing, it's a population thing. So in other words, as we know, there are more women going to college now than there are men. So if you've got a college, I think Cal Poly, it's almost 60-40, then your sports have to reflect that.
Well, the other thing, too, is here's what colleges were doing. And I understand where at some point people say, I understand why you're doing that. It makes sense that you're doing that, but it's unfair to women to do that. That's really what Title IX is about. Because what they were doing is the especially the major universities, had more to do with the major universities, the big-name universities. And, of course, what they were doing was putting their money in programs that made them money. Like their basketball and football programs, men's basketball and football, bring them money in, bring the university money. And so, of course, they spent more money on it. Then the courts came along and said, that's all very nice. We understand why you're doing that, but that's not fair to women to not provide them with sports opportunities. And I'm not going to disagree with it. And I have to tell you this. I don't think that any college yet has suffered because of it in any way, shape, or form. I don't think LSU's making less money on their football program because the women are playing other sports at LSU.
Well, UCLA had to stop their men's gymnastics. And at the time, they were the number one school in gymnastics, and they were the ones that was actually bringing in the male athletes from the Olympics every year.
Now, what happened to them when they had to drop their program?
They had to drop their program because they couldn't afford that. If Title IX, I think, is very good, and if they were to drop out just one sport, football from Title IX, I think that all the colleges and women's sports would be so much better off from that.
I have to tell you the truth, I don't disagree with it. I'm still trying to get my mind around, this idea that women are asking to be in combat roles in the military. And I have to admit, I've always admitted there's a chauvinistic side of me, but I can't help it. I believe in protecting women, and that's just me. So it's hard for me to kind of grasp the idea of saying, okay, you're going to put yourself in harm's way, even though it's your own choice. But as I'm going along and watching how our lives are evolving and our society's evolving, I'm starting to say, well, that's fine. Because actually, there are women that are exposed to danger. Well, there are women that fly A-10 Warthogs and stuff that are in constant danger all the time. And helicopter pilots and stuff like that. So if a woman wants to be an infantryman, and it's something I have to get used to and say, well, that's their choice. You know what I mean?
But the reason was that they wanted to do that, didn't you?
There's lots of reasons, but go ahead. Which one did you hear?
Well, the main reason that I heard from this one female general that's really pushing it is the fact that you elevate in the ranks much faster if you've been in combat than you do from just coming up the ranks and never have actually been in combat.
But you know what's weird? Here I was watching, they had, this was around Memorial Day, and they had the different Army and Navy and Marine Corps bands and things, you know. They had this one, they were called a jazz band. They were called a jazz band. It was about 10, 15 Marines, and that's all they did. They admitted, they said, that's all we do. And yet, there was guys that I didn't see any combat ribbons on them, but they had a lot. Some of them had a lot of ribbons. They had rank. I mean, I don't know how you play a tuba and move up in the rank in the Marine Corps, but I guess you can do it.
Yeah, for a long time, those types of things were the recruiting. The way to recruit was. Because the different organizations that they had like that, they had the singers, the musicians, like you say. They had the guys that were doing the salutes with the arms, that type of stuff. And I mean, all these different things, and they would go to different high schools. I remember when I was going to high school, and that was a way of promoting
the military.
Enlistment,
yeah, the drill teams. So I was in the military, but yet I have no idea how to tell you how you would achieve a higher rank, how you would step up in the ranks as a drill team participant. You know, I was a gunner's mate, so in order for me to get another rank, I had to do what was called practical factors and some other darn thing. I forget what it's called, but you had to show that you now had more advanced knowledge about the weaponry of the Navy and how to fix it and how to do it than you had before. So you studied and you learned, and you would have a second class or somebody show you some of the stuff so you could actually duplicate it, and then you'd go up in a rank, and then you had to wait a certain time when you were in that rank to go up to another rank. And that's how the process worked. But if you're maybe the drill instructor just instructs and re-instructs and you move up somehow. I don't know how they do it. And you know what? The movie, what was it called? One of the first things Denzel Washington ever did when he was in that movie where he was a baseball player in the Army. I don't remember right now. But anyway, the Army and the Navy both have, the Army, Navy, Marine, everybody, they all have basketball and baseball teams.
Competitive teams, and that's another public relations thing that they do. And they do those for charity at times, too. I know down in Long Beach, they used to have a football game between, I think it was the Navy and the Air Force. And it was a charity game that they used for different charities around the area. They split up the money. And that always was well attended and, fun to go to. So, it's kind of, I think especially now, it must be really strange. Do they do the ranks the same way they do it in the police departments or the fire departments?
I assume they do take tests and you have to appear before a panel and they question you about things and you're supposed to know them. I would assume that's how they do it. I just couldn't believe it when I found out that there were people that played baseball the whole time they were in the service. I thought to myself, God, Benica, here you could have had the same opportunity, but you thought smoking and making out was more fun. What a fool. I had no idea. But I enjoyed smoking and making up. Well, I enjoyed it. I can't say I didn't like it, but at the same time, I could end up playing baseball in the service instead of being a gunner's mate. That would have been better. Because I've noticed I can't really use that craft since.
That's true, but, if you would have wanted to go up in rank when you were asked to go on to the submarine, I'm sure that they would have increased your rank after being there a very short time.
Oh, no question about it. And the other thing, too, the other thing people have to realize also in the military is, and they still have these, believe me, for certain ranks they still have these, and they're called signing bonuses. And I don't know what they are now, but if you were in nuclear subs and you were in for 4 years or 6 years, and then you said, I'll reenlist for another 4 or 6, at that time, this is back in the 60s, you'd get at least $10,000.
Oh, that was a nice chunk of change back then.
Yeah, it really was, and I have no idea what the numbers are now. I could I'll wander in when we're out there, Marigold, going to Michael's. I'll wander into the recruiting place and ask them, what signing bonuses are these days. But I bet they're huge. But you have to remember again, it has to be, if you were a gunner's mate and you said, okay, I'll reenlist, they gave you a 6-pack of beer, and a movie ticket. It wasn't exactly a high demand thing. You know?
They just saw you as another target practice.
That's right. They could always find warm bodies for that. No big deal on that one. Anyway, Mikey, it was interesting talking, and I hope that the lady got paid for the WBA bronze that she did in front of their office.
Yeah, I'd like to see what it was like. Also, I was wondering, was she the same lady that, because I was talking to my son about that the other day, was she the same lady that did the bronze of Gene Kelly?
I have no idea. Where was that? Where was that?
Artist, and I thought it was a woman, so...
Where was that? Where was the bust of Gene Kelly put?
It was supposed to be for his house, but I think that they actually used it for his trip.
Huh. I don't know if she did or not. I know she did because we were doing a fundraiser to help with the Atascadero Zoo at that time when I was at Whisper 106. And
right.
And so she did the tiger in front of the zoo, and she does beautiful work. But
yeah,
I don't know about
that. She does.
I don't think she lives here anymore. I think she moved. But fascinating. So I'll whoever did the Tascadero Memorial, I will tip my hat to that man because I thought he did a wonderful job. I think that Tascadero Memorial is just special. I think it's very nicely done.
Yeah, I really enjoy seeing that, looking at that. And that's one of those things that you can go back and look at it again and again and see something different every time.
Yeah, it's very, very nicely done. All right, Mikey. Enjoy the end of your spring because summer's here next week, bud.
Yeah, really.
Whatever that means, but I just thought I'd throw it out there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you soon, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Carl Benz patented the first automobile over 125 years ago. 5 years ago, in 2006, Star Automotive opened to provide dealership-level, independent Mercedes-Benz services to San Luis Obispo County. Hi, this is Brian from Star Automotive. We would like to thank over 1,000 Mercedes owners who have trusted us with their vehicles. If you haven't yet, we would love the opportunity to serve you. You can learn more about us at starautomotive.com or give us a call at 543-STAR. We'll keep the smile on your face and the Star on your car.
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys. You going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Just run and scare. Each place.
which one would you choose? Then all at once he was standing there, so sure of himself, his head in the air. My heart was breaking.
Smoked them. Right there, Running Scared, Roy Orbison. Probably one of the most famous songs again. All right, you're with Bill Banker, Talking Sheep, and it's about 25 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock on this sunny afternoon. And it's a nice day, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let me talk about other things. What do I have here? I looked something up here while we were doing other things, listening to Roy Orbison. So I finally have it right here in front of me. Just a second. Let me see if I can bring it up for you. Here, right here it is, right here. I couldn't remember the name of the submarine. I was very embarrassed, and it was the Kursk. And this was in 12 August 2000. The Kursk, went down. It had an explosion, remember, in the torpedo room, and so it went down. But the people survived for some time, and long enough to where they could write goodbye notes to their family. And there wasn't any really rescue attempts, although those rescue attempts were offered by the British and Norwegian teams and American also. Russia declined to rescue them. All 116 sailors and officers aboard Kursk perished. And so once again, that was a decision by Vladimir Putin at the time. Swell guy. All right, other things going on. Well, they had, let me do this locally stuff here, because they had I don't know how many people wrote letters, but I know how many people they published. They published 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. About, Joe Topia wrote about the cigarette tax thing and said, are we crazy and why don't we do the cigarette tax thing? Now, there was but unfortunately he did mention something that was unfortunate, and that is he referred to the people in the valley and he referred to someplace else, and it made me kind of wince when I read it. I thought, that's not a good idea. But anyway, this is, let me see if I can see. He referenced to Orange County and moving to Wisconsin and their implied political nuances, and then he mentioned something about the valley. But anyway, so people weren't happy with that. But then other people, a dollar, why not $50? I read your pin on Prop 29, why not $50? Okay. An unjust tax. This is somebody smokes, I can tell. Denny. The unjust tax. See, the thing that's so weird about smoking now is, now that we know what smoking does, the thing that makes no sense really is that it's still allowed. Do you know what I mean? I mean, really. It's really weird that it's still allowed. Is there anything else? Well, I guess we can, I shouldn't say that. We still all eat sugar and get diabetes and become fat and all that stuff. But it's a health hazard that, the Surgeon General, I suppose, could say enough is enough. I'm not sure. Let's get on the phone and say hello to.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi, Ann.
Yeah, I read the paper today, and poor Joe Topia, boy, holy dump truck.
He got in bad water. He got in bad water there a little bit. But as far as his premise of, this is what's wrong with saying no to the cigarette tax, I totally agreed with him.
But what was funny, it tickled me at the time, reading the responses of the letter writers simply indicated to me how effective the campaign was by the tobacco folks. Because there's a whole mindset that if you, and it's almost like a whack on the knee, where your tendon jerks. I mean, it's just an automatic response. If you use the word tax and government and bureaucracy in the same sentence, it's like, no.
Well,
ain't gonna.
Yeah.
Bad. No. A lot of the letter writers, we don't need any more taxes. And that was one of the themes that the tobacco company ran in their ads. We don't need any more taxes.
Aye, that, the other,
as
yeah.
if this was a tax on anyone else.
Well, and the thing is that then you take that and you tie it in with a lie of the money won't necessarily stay in California. It won't. I mean, I guess California could be robbed by another state if it's possible to do that.
But I think if you listen to the Prop 29, the tobacco company ads, Those were the three words they kept repeating. That was the buzzword. That was the knee-jerk response.
Let me say something also.
Because everybody hates taxes. They hate bureaucrats.
A lot of people, some of the comments that I read were, you know, smoking cessation programs don't work. Here's where they don't work. If you have one in place but don't have enough money to advertise it to the public. Now, I specifically, Bill Benica, who smoked for years and years and years, heard the ads for tobacco control here in San Luis Obispo, the tobacco control help people, went to them, signed up with their program, got the prescription I needed, all that. If it hadn't been for them, I'd probably still be smoking today. My wife would have left me. The whole thing would be over.
Yeah, so, they do work.
Yeah.
You know, they can be very effective. You have to actually show up.
But here's the other thing. Well, here's the thing, though. They had support groups, which I didn't feel I needed, and I didn't. I mean, that prescription was the most amazing, miraculous thing I've ever taken in my life. But the thing that's interesting is they did have programs if you want to go to classes, if you want to have support groups, if you want to do different things. The problem now is it still sits out there, but it's not being advertised because they don't have the money to advertise.
Right.
So it doesn't matter that the program's out there. Nobody knows it's out there.
Yeah. See, that's a way a lot of times politicians in the pocket of, say, let's say big tobacco, they don't want to appear that they're anti-tobacco, so they will vote for these various programs, and then they simply won't fund them. And then they can say, oh, my, what a shame. Oh, well. And then they can later turn and say, well, these programs don't work.
Well, and that's what one, see, that's what the letter writer said, and I beg to differ because I know it worked for me and somebody else. And matter of fact, I told somebody was in line the other day. I was at the market. I was at Spencer's, and they were. And you know how much that Nicorette stuff is? It's like hugely expensive.
Yeah,
it doesn't work worth a damn. I mean, you're just substituting nicotine with another kind of nicotine, and then after a while, you miss your other nicotine, so you start smoking again anyway. That's my opinion of it. So I said that to this guy that was paying fortunes for this box of Nicorette stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, you know something, the county has a tobacco control program thing that can help you out. They'll provide you with different ways and avenues and prescriptions and whatnot. And I said, I'm not sure where they operate now. They used to be off of South Street. But I said you could certainly look it up or find somebody in the county that could tell you. And I'm telling you, it would save you a fortune over trying to do something that I tried 20 times that did not work.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I say, there's a lot of help out there. But you do have to actually get off your behind and take one or two steps yourself.
But smokers aren't likely to do it unless they hear an ad that say, you know, you're going to cough your lungs out and you're going to be in bad shape. Now, the stuff they're doing on TV, I think, is very effective. My opinion is it's very effective. They got a lady talking through a hole in her throat, and you say, yeah, that's what I want to do when I get older.
Well, X amount of people, it's the same thing with drugs, X amount of people will get to the point where they're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
And they'll go get help and get off whatever is addicting them.
Mm-hmm.
X amount are so heavily addicted, they will simply have to die to achieve their unaddiction.
Well, it will kill them. Yeah.
And X number will try and try and try and fail and try and fail and then finally succeed. And then X number never got hooked in the first place.
Which is, and you know what? I used to say to myself when I was a smoker, God, I wish I had never started this. Now, what was weird was I didn't start it on my own. When you grew up in Jersey, the big guys said, here, smoke these cigarettes or beat the crap out of you.
It was so cool.
So you smoked.
Yeah.
You know, it was one of those things.
So,
but I'm not blaming anything. But then you're an addict. You know, and I'm a friend and I that went to school together, you know, elementary school. We laughed one day. We were talking about this. We said, no wonder we were all fidgety and weird. We were nicotine addicts and we couldn't get a fix.
Yeah, see, you know, this is the other way that tobacco companies use language to mask reality, and society goes along with it. We speak of smoking as a habit,
mm-hmm.
not an addiction.
Yeah, it's not a habit, it's an addiction.
So that's much easier to say, oh, well, Joe can stop. I can stop anytime I want. This is just a habit.
See, here's the problem with tobacco. Tobacco is both. Tobacco is habitual in how you smoke, because you smoke. When you wake up, you reach for a cigarette. You go to bed, you put one out. You reach for a beer, you smoke a cigarette. Something bad in your life happens, you smoke a cigarette. Something good in your life happens, you smoke a cigarette. So that part of it is habitual. But the fact is that it's actually, the fact that you're actually hooked on the stuff is because nicotine nicotine is actually the hook, and all it is a really terrible delivery system for nicotine.
Yeah, but you're also the fact that you get into that habit is the body telling you, "Oop, time for a cigarette."
Yeah, oh yeah.
So without that addictive.
I feel bad. Yeah. I feel bad for people that smoke, and I'm having a hard time stopping. It's the hardest thing in the world to stop. There's no question about it.
Yeah, it is really tough. People have compared it to getting off cocaine, which is really, really tough.
So I feel very, very bad for people. I really
do. Yeah, I mean, that's just why, you know, if they smacked a tax on a pack of cigarettes, if it keeps a teenager from buying a pack, I mean, I say hooray, you know. Or maybe that's the one trigger for a lot of smokers to say, that's it. I'm not going to pay any more for this stuff.
Well, you know, there's the other letter. One of the other letters said, well, it's not fair to tax tobacco and to pick on a certain group of people because this is what they do. But unfortunately, there's too much fact behind what's happening with what they do that is a cost to the public. So if Bloomberg says, you know, I want to make sure you can't buy a soda any bigger than 20 ounces or whatever it is, well, that makes no sense because you can buy two sodas that are 20 ounces. Trying to reel in this idea of what we do with food today in our lives and what people do, that's, again, is it a place where government should intrude and or... You know, when it comes to tobacco, should we say to ourselves, well, if adults want to kill themselves with it, they can kill themselves with it. But the obvious problem is that, you know, that somewhere along the line, tax money is going to pay for it.
Well, we tax alcohol.
Yeah, we do.
And you don't hear people squawking too much about that. And if they do, then they say, well, don't buy the bottle of whiskey.
Right.
Nobody forcing you to drink the stuff, right. You know. And speaking of Bloomberg, he's going to have a cow because I guess Burger King has come out with a bacon sundae.
Oh, I saw that.
600 some calories. You got to wonder, people, you know, you hear all the time on TV news and talk show and everything, you know, just how stupid are the American public? Well...
But you know what? But look how smart. Look how smart. Look how smart corporate America is when it comes to saying, okay, we know everybody's got this hot button now about how much calories and how much sugar and all that is. So what we're going to do is we're going to make sure we introduce this and try to get you hooked on it now.
Yeah.
And a bacon sundae with bacon bits and a stunk of hunk of bacon in it. I mean, leave me alone.
Yeah.
But you know, but it's 600 calories. It's half a day's worth of calories.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll sell out. And again, you know, people, the average person has no clue how easily they can be manipulated, and the people doing the manipulation are incredibly clever. And they know what they're doing. They have market research. They have brain MRI imaging research behind them. They know what buttons to push. They know how to manipulate people, and they're incredibly good at it.
I came across a website that somebody told me about, and I was looking at it, and it absolutely stunned me. So here earlier today, I was reading a list of places you get a discount if you're a senior. There's another, if you go on the internet and you look at 25 secret menus that people don't know about, just Google that and it'll be there somewhere. And this has to do with all the fast food places and all that. So, for instance, you can, it's not on the menu, but you can go to McDonald's and stay, instead of having a regular Big Mac, say, I want two quarter pounders and make that the Big Mac. So you can get, you know, three times as much meat.
Yeah.
You can go to, and this is true, you can go to In-N-Out Burger and say, I want... two patties. I want three patties. I want four, five,
right.
six. You can have 10 patty burger if you want it.
Oh, sure.
They'll make it. You know, you just have to pay for it.
Sure.
It's just, I was so amazed at some of the things they actually had, and they had a picture of, I think it was In-N-Out, I'm not sure. But this thing, I'm serious, you're going to think, I would suppose you'd use this for a party or something, but it had 100 patties.
Yeah.
It was called the monster thing or whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is obviously not going to be good for your heart, but you say to yourself, it sounds tasty. They had a thing called a 2x4 at In-N-Out where you could get two patties but four pieces of cheese.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden you've gunked up your arteries again with too much cheese.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
So
there's some fascinating books out there on how people in advertising and politics and manipulate people. Exactly, you know, it's a science, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's incredibly effective, and most the average person on the street has no idea that they are being very subtly influenced. As someone who writes, I pay great attention to wordsmithing.
Right.
So most of the time, my red flags go up all the time, and of course you have to go, whoa, that's really, really cool.
And here's what's
doing.
Here's what's interesting. Yeah, exactly. Is you take Madison Avenue, which we still call it, and when you see an ad on TV, it's not simply this stupid little script they put together and two people act it out. They know the hairdo, the color of the dress.
Yep.
There's not a single thing that you see in that 30 seconds that has not been thoroughly thought out.
And tested. Actual people to find the exact key.
Right. They will actually take a person, let's say, and say, okay, we're going to put them in a blue dress, then we're going to put them in a pink dress and see which one people react to better.
They'll do focus groups. Yeah. Frank Luntz, who I believe is one of the most dangerous men in America, is a pollster, but he's also a political strategist.
Uh-huh.
He does intensive polling and testing to find the exact fake word that will manipulate people into basically deceiving them as to the reality of something. If you remember the famous death panels.
Right, right.
Incredibly effective, but totally dishonest. And he's extraordinarily good at what he does. But the real cost to people in the real world for that fakery can often be lethal. And it's really too bad more people don't get onto that and just say enough with this.
You know,
and
luckily,
you use the lie to form public policy.
Well, that's what happened with Prop 29. I mean, everything
exactly.
The tobacco company put out was a lie.
Yep.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is it also depends on, and this is where people are vulnerable. It depends on, you know, you call it lifestyle, but sometimes a lifestyle is not dictated totally by choice. It's dictated by circumstances of how long you have to work, where you work, how far you can go to get lunch. You know, do you have time in the morning to make your own lunch and that sort of stuff? And the people that do fast food, and they know that. They know,
oh, sure.
That's why it's called
fast
food. The first thing they did to entice people to come was call it fast food.
Yeah.
And there's places where it's not really that fast, to tell you the
right.
truth. But they call it that.
Because they now know, doing brain imaging and all that, and metabolism testing and all of that, how addictive salt, fat, sugar are
really?
To the human brain.
Lot,
I mean, they
really.
Are literally like the cocaine of the food world.
Yep.
And
salt
they
especially.
Tap into that pleasure center of the brain that just blooms like, whoa. So it's really easy to get. And then once you get hooked on all that fat or anything, your metabolism changes, and it is not easy to get off.
You know
the
what's interesting?
It's hard to quit smoking.
You know, you talk about the salt in food, and, you know, you read how much sodium is in canned food and some of this other stuff. You want to just die. But here's the interesting thing.
You will.
But here's, you will. I read, I watch sometimes, because Nancy watches it, I watch the cooking channel sometimes. And all these chefs that are yippy-skippy chefs, when they say add a little salt, they don't add a little salt. They add a palm full of salt.
Yeah.
And yet that's how they cook in their restaurants.
Yeah.
And so they know it brings out flavor. They know people like it. They know that gets
right.
them kind of hooked on the thing they're serving them. And so it's amazing to me to watch how much salt they use, these professional chefs use, because that's what works.
That's why you need to cook yourself end up with fabulous food that's very good for you.
I'm lucky. See, here's where I'm lucky. And again, not all people have this. If I was a single guy, I didn't eat fast food much either, but I didn't eat much at all. But the thing is that, you know, it just depends, again, on your situation. I'm lucky enough to have a wife that can cook very well. I mean, you know, it's really enjoyable to sit down and eat what she cooks.
Yeah.
And so that's very nice. And she tries to keep me from eating too much of it, which is good. And that's, I'm lucky that way. But I know there's a lot of people not in that circumstance, you know. I mean, if I was my father and my stepmother's cooking, I would have eaten a fast food meal every night.
Go cook yourself.
Yeah, well.
unless you got two broken hands, get the pot out.
We used to.
There's all kinds of cookbooks that are absolutely fabulous, easy to learn.
We used to after my mother, stepmother cooked the dinner, we would put our hands up to our mouths, put the food in the mouth, put it in the napkin, and then say, "Excuse me, I have to go to the bathroom," and then flush it down the toilet.
Then when they
went upstairs, we'd have peanut butter and jelly sandwiches night of our life for years. That's
survival.
What we survived. I don't know how you can survive on peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. My brother and I did it.
Good for you.
That's how it works.
Okay.
All right, nice talking to you.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. I think we've covered it. Have we covered it? I think we've covered it. If not, we're close to having covered it. That's the way I look at it, and that's good enough. All right, let me get my thingy out here because I have it. And where is it? Here it is right here. And we want to say it's a beautiful day to be happy about.
Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy.
Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. But don't worry, be happy. Be happy now.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Be happy, be happy. Hey, let's be happy again tomorrow at noon o'clock, okay? We'll get together. And until then, my dear trails, be happy ones. Don't believe everything you hear here because talk is cheap.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Happy trails.